You're listening to SBS News.
Do you like hacking and can you keep a secret? Australian Signals Directorate Director General Mike Burgess says his agency may be for you.
Over the next few years, we'll be recruiting many hundreds of people to join our cyber workforce. It's really just a matter of which team is for you, offence, defence, or both.
Think of it as a job advertisement. In a rare act of transparency, the ASD is coming clean on some top secret activities. In one case, it's revealed cyber officers helped shape a crucial battle against Islamic State in Iraq by disabling its command and control networks from Australia. In another, an undercover intelligence agent convinced an aspiring Islamic terrorist online to abandon plans to wage a holy war. The disclosures are aimed at attracting more women and culturally and linguistically diverse workers.
These operations I've outlined today require linguists, software developers, analysts, code makers, code breakers and behavioural experts, to name a few. We place enormous emphasis on diversity. We require it and we desire it. A diversity of people with a diversity of skills.
Mr. Burgess also confirmed the ASD has been supporting ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, and its New Zealand counterparts since the Christchurch mosque attacks. He admitted the ASD had the power to take down the killer's live video stream of the shootings from social media, but said that responsibility should lie elsewhere.
Yes, it's true. Our offensive cyber capability could be used to do things like that, as in stop a broadcast, but that would not likely be the first port of call when that's happening. And that's why I think it's right the government has approached the social media companies and said, just like we do in our print media or our television media, the internet should be no different in terms of there are obligations on those service providers to make sure it's safe. I think that's the right way of doing it, not going straight to let's unleash ASD to take down some video streaming thing.
Mr. Burgess also shed light on security concerns over Huawei. There's pressure within Western countries, including Australia, to ban the Chinese telecommunications giant from their 5G networks. The ASD is advising the federal government on the matter.
Because 5G is not just faster data to your mobile phone, as much as some of our children might like that. It's not just that. Yes, it will be that in some cases. It's also more device density will be supported. Why is that important? It's not because just there'll be more humans with multiple devices. It will be there will be machines talking to machines, devices talking to devices. So will we have countries that have coercive powers that operate outside of their own sovereign borders and that company, the country has capability, form and intent, those vendors will fall into the category of high risk.
Defence Minister Maurice Payne is dispelling concerns over the ASD's reach.
Ministers are not in the habit of making comments on intelligence matters of that nature, but I think the most important aspect of that is to say we'll use every tool that is available to us.
Meanwhile, Tom Uring from the International Cyber Policy Centre says it's important the ASD at least appears to be transparent in some ways to ensure ongoing public support and assuage concerns over its power.
In the past, they wouldn't have talked about any of these matters at all. But people and Mike realise that they need to be more open so that people understand what their mission is and what they achieve. And also part of that is to help recruit people.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.